Blog Talk Radio.
BK, shout out to my little sis Kayla Starks, man, doing big things. To be honest, boy, to be honest, I gotta say that you're stupid.
Praise God, praise God. Welcome to Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. This is your hostess, amen, Sister Katisa. We give God praise, we give God glory, we give God honor. Thank you for joining us on today. We do not take for granted, amen. That was Kayla Starks. Hey, yes, follow your dreams. We know God has placed dreams in our hearts, and we are just ecstatic about continuing to walk in the faith of God. Amen. And to bless his holy name in sharing gospel urban music. Amen. And continuing with this program of Jesus Child Christian Urban Poetry. Before we continue, we are going to go into prayers right now. And we have some scriptures, amen. So we're going to give God praise on that. All right, so let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you are awesome God. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Thank you, God. You've given us this privilege to be your ambassadors, to be your representatives, to represent Christ Jesus, and to give you honor and praise for your love for all peoples, urban culture, wherever, what city, state, nation, country, nationality. You're God who loved the world, that you sent your son Jesus Christ to take our place, stand in our stand in and represent us, and before you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, Jesus took our place. Amen. First scripture I want to come from is a couple of other scriptures besides our regular, and then we'll get to our regular scripture. One is, first of all, John 3:16. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And so that's God. That's God right there. God loved the world, giving us Jesus Christ. And that's why we can have this urban expression in Jesus. Another scripture, 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And so this today we want to exalt God, we want to exalt Christ. We know February is coming up, January is closing out. Already we're through a month in 2016. February 14th, we know it's Valentine's Day, love. But there is love every day that God wants us to know and wants us to share with the world, share with those who don't know yet. And that is the love that he sent through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, that all who believe will live with him eternally, like forever and ever. So that's serious business there, that's serious love. And then getting to our scripture, Acts 17, and in Acts 17, we go down here to verse 27, it says, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. Verse 28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." And some of your own poets have said, "We are his offspring. We are the offspring of God. He created us in his image." Amen. Though we are fallen creatures, we are sinful creatures, we do wrong, God still loved us. And he set this plan in motion that we could be reconciled and brought back to him. And he's not far. Any one of us, bless his name of today. We want to go to our next song, and this is Let Me Know by Gregory Elijah.
What have you got to say about the man who healed you?
He's a prophet. There is no doubt.
Everybody talking about real, but what that really mean? What's really 100?
Let me know it's real. You really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real. Let me know it's real. You really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real. Let me know it's real. Your pride got you phony, let me know it's real. Life is too short to be fake and sick. And I preach it to myself, let the choir in. Open the corridors, we are marching it. To tell all the people that unashamed in here. Now touching the world up on the charts, it was a hit. But they told me unfortunately it wasn't it. What do I gotta do to have a feeling it? God told me chill, it's not my battle, know the deal. Let me know it's real. Hold of the doubting and the hating, man, I gotta kill. Pause. Let that sink in. Hey. Prophet, we got him. Let me know it's real.
really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real. Let me know it's real. You really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real.
Everybody thugging like Pac, my generation to busting them shots. Nobody leading a flock, they just following when they own clock. But it's God's time, he looking at you, so let him know that it's real. That talking means nothing, your heart for showing what's real. Truer than you, set our few, chosen, making these moves. I will not compromise or give in, you lose. Ooh. So let me know it's real. Man, you know the deal, I'm knocking out doubt like I'm Holyfield, that's real. They gossiping, they backbite, they talk. But I'm running from it all like a young Marshall Falk. God told me chill, it's not my battle, know the deal. Let me know it's real. All of the doubting and the hating, man, I gotta kill. Pause, let that sink in. Hey, I'ma grind till you can't deny me. Yeah. Let me know it's real. You really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real. Let me know it's real. You really living holy, let me know it's real. You love me, don't ignore me, let me know it's real. Don't talk it, come and show me, let me know it's real.
Twice about it, look. They like, man, who are you to tell me? I go to church, I know this, so just spare me. And we don't wanna hear that, this is school, bruh. But they don't know it's a fight, so they lose, huh? He left one thing in the will, that's a relationship. So there's only one way into heaven, that's that relationship with him.
I don't need no one else, no, I don't need no one else. Father, I don't need no one else.
I like that. All I need is you, Jesus. I don't need no one else. I don't need no one else. That was Big Ye. Here's another one from Big Ye, Without You.
With you is where I sitting on. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it, no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional.
It's no secret that I'm flawed. And even though you peep it, you don't leak it to the blogs. You see a weakness and you seek to get involved. And even when we beef, it's like I'm speaking to the walls. Cause you don't respond well to conflict. When I apologize, you let me know it was nonsense. And why I always gotta have a last word. I know lately I've been getting on your last nerve. Leaving you alone with the house chores. You inside while I'm steady going outdoors. I'm so inconsiderate at times. Every time you turn around, I'm always scribbling a rhyme. When I could be committing that attention, spending time. It's like I'd rather listen to you crying. Nah, you deserve a million back rubs. Honestly, I know I don't deserve that love. No.
Made my mistakes and know. But all I want is love unconditional.
Make sure that your man good. When I'm feeling insufficient in my manhood, you never mumbled a complaint. When I ain't have a dollar to my name, which added to my shame. I'm thinking how I'm out of lead you, when at the same time struggling to feed you, clothe you, house you. I know I need to. Sad thing, if you were me, I'd probably leave you. Time that my words can't redeem. Moments you were breaking down, you deserve every scream. But on the flip side, you deserve everything you envision in your mind. You deserve every dream. Want you to know that our love's grown. But this is more than a love song. Cause we traditionally love wrong. You forever be my love, Jones. Perfect.
No, I'm not perfect. No,
nah.
Made my mistakes and no. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve it. No, but it would be worth it. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional.
Always make sure that you make good.
Amen. That was Brother 3, Love Unconditional. That was just a little something for couples. Amen. Praise God. We do want love unconditional. And many, as you've heard, the old cliche, are searching for love in all the wrong places. True love, pure love, comes from God. And if we seek Him first, amen, He will give us the desires of our heart. And God is, He remains constant. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so is His love. We can depend on that, on His love. Amen. And so we just give God glory. We give God praise. We are, you know, ecstatic. We are thankful. We are grateful for all the opportunities that we have on this program to come and share the talents and the gifts. God's poets. God has His poets. And so He is spreading the gospel, the urban expression of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we count it as a privilege. We count it as an honor to be able to do so and to share all that God has wanting us to share. Amen. And so we hope you have enjoyed this time on today. And we don't take it for granted once again that you joined in. We always have to say that because so many times we take each other for granted. And I thank you that you show love today. As we read those scriptures, 1 John 3:16, lay down one's life. Jesus laid down his life, and you know, taking time out of your day is precious. Okay, time is valuable. You are valuable, and we have to express that. So glory be unto God. And we just want to encourage you, strengthen you. Follow your dreams. Follow what the vision, the purpose God has put in your life. Amen. I believe that that's extremely important. It's extremely important today. And it's extremely important because God is, you know, he is wanting us to write the vision and make it plain and follow those things that he's put on our hearts. And so we bless him on today. We are thankful once again. And we're closing out. This is close out of one of our programs. And we have this is called Safest Place. Amen. It's a short one, but Safest Place by Pastor Cooper and Friends.
Yeah.